99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Kind of fun because, you know, I'm still here in the studio. Kelly's working remotely from her home studio. And just a little while ago, you know, she's yelling at her dogs who are take place and take, you know, their naps and stuff inside her home studio there. And do you want to say what you caught one of your dogs doing to your other dog? Or do you want me to? Are you too embarrassed? Do you think it would embarrass them if they heard you saying?
No, just stop it. Stop it. She's doing it again. So listen, I expect this from Piper. I didn't expect it from Poppy.
Now, you have two pugs.
Yeah.
Right.
Usually Piper is kind of the troublemaker.
Mm-hmm.
Like she stirs some stuff up. But I turn around, I look down, and they kind of like to lay on the same pillow.
Sure.
And they kind of do like a yin and yang sometimes position.
Yeah.
Right? And I see Poppy's licking her sister.
Where?
In a place that she shouldn't lick her sister. And I think that's the most delicate way I can put that. I'm like, why? That is not, listen. They lick each other's armpits. They lick each other's ears.
Yeah.
And then it was the first time I saw Poppy licking this particular body part.
You're like, what are you doing?
Stop. No, sir.
Listen.
And then don't you think you're going to give me kisses after that? Nope. Ew.
Listen, they are not embarrassed by it.
No, they're not.
They're like,
no.
You know what? Smells okay. Because
okay.
Don't they smell with their tongues a lot?
Well, here's the thing. I think maybe, because I saw some butt scooting, I think there's some issues that need to be addressed.
like
in the glandular area.
Hey, from one sister to another, it's time to clean that area. All right,
okay.
Time to clean that area.
Maybe that's what you're trying to do. Like, I'm going to help you out with that.
Oh my gosh. All right. So, you know, one of the benefits, I guess, I'm going to say that's a benefit of doing this show from your home studio there.
Life is happening right now.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
All right, I'll go first. It's Man for Woman. It's called My 5-Year-Old Fought Your 5-Year-Old.
Wow. Okay, already.
I was sitting in the bleachers reading the news on my phone when my son's match came up. I knew your kid was going to take him on because I saw you stand up and yell, "Give him hell, Brayden!"
Supportive mama.
After that, your son looked up at you proudly and you gave him the throat slash motion with your hand.
Oh, wow. I don't think that's necessary. They're 5?
That's when I knew my kid was in trouble. And boy, was I right.
Oh, no. Is this like the Karate Kid right here?
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a crane kick?
For the next few minutes, I felt helpless as your Brayden landed blow after blow on my little guy.
Oh, gosh!
My child's scream only seemed to rile you up as you shouted out, "Punish him, Brayden!"
Oh, wow! This is really excessive.
If a mother like yourself can be that carnal and unforgiving in public, I can't imagine what you'd do behind closed doors.
Oh, wow.
And I'd like to find out.
Wow. Okay.
How about a rematch between our two children?
No, I don't think your kid wants that. Seriously?
Maybe an unsanctioned bout at my place while the wife is away.
I'm sorry, back the truck up? The wife is in the picture? We have a wife?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, man.
The kids can wrestle in the living room while you and I can wrestle in the bedroom.
And the wife can make snacks. I don't understand what's happening.
Maybe you can teach me that pelvic blow you taught Brayden. Hit me up!
Oh, wow.
Wow. There's a lot
that
of.
That sounds like a whole bunch of nope.
There's a lot of violence in that one.
Wow. It was a lot.
All right. Teach his own, I guess. It's.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know if this is much better. It's a woman for man. I served your notice of eviction.
Oh, wow.
We got a bit of a lusty landlord here.
Mm-hmm.
I arrived at your apartment the other day, bright and early. You were the second person on my list of 13 evictees.
Oh.
But out of the 13, you were my favorite.
Oh.
After I knocked, you came to the door disheveled and unshaven. Looking like a poor man's Robert Downey Jr. during his troubled years. mixed with crazy Steve Buscemi eyes.
Oh my gosh.
That's a picture, right?
That is.
So when I said you had exactly 10 minutes to get packed up and get out of your place, you laughed, lit up a cigarette, and offered me a smoke.
Oh.
I rarely succumb to the charms of the male species.
Good for you.
But you had it going on that day.
Jeez.
That's why I accepted your offer to come in, drink bourbon, and smoke some ungodly stuff that still has me cross-eyed to this day.
Wow. Yeah.
That was on the clock, too. You asked if you could have a little bit more time, so I moved you to the bottom of the list and told you I'd be back later on.
What a nice lady.
Yeah, well, when I returned, you and all your inflatable furniture was gone. The only thing that was left was a couple of empty Happy Time wrappers. I was intrigued, so I kept them to remember you by.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. Disgusting. I'd like to hang out again. Message me back. Or maybe I'll run into you again when I evict you from your next place.
She doesn't have confidence that he's going to keep a place.
No, I don't think so.
All right, well.
Well, the inflatable furniture leads me to think that maybe he lives a bit of a nomadic lifestyle.
Yeah, you may be right.
Maybe.
All right. Well,
I don't know if I have much hope for these scenarios, especially the guy with the wife.
Kelly, all we have is hope.
Really?
Craigslist missed connection.
Every single day, Florida makes the show just because weird random things happen down in that state. So
number three for today.
Okay.
I'm keeping track.
If you can manage to make it through the day without trying out the product before you buy it, and you're thinking, well, what's the problem in that? I mean, lipstick.
What are we eating? Some grapes at the grocery store?
Yeah, yeah. What's the problem with
what's
that?
What's happening?
Yeah. When it's an adult toy and you're in the adult toy store, you're doing okay.
Oh, my God. No. No, ma'am. No, you put that down. Oh, God. No.
Okay.
Did she bring her own batteries? Oh, God.
Yeah, Teresa, she, well, she wanted to do a little test it before you buy it. Here's the thing, not really sure if she ever even intended to buy it.
Oh, wow.
Entered the stock room, and that's when the employee found her.
Oh, wow.
With one of the products.
Oh, God.
Okay, so here's my question, Kelly. We always say whenever someone's caught with, like, stealing meat down their pants at a grocery store, we slap a manager's special sticker on it.
We do not do that with this. We burn it. It doesn't get sticker. Sold. Sorry, this one we sacrifice.
So,
it's not.
I was going to say.
Not an option here.
Do you sacrifice this or do you slap a sticker on it that says gently used?
No! God, no! No, listen. In these times, they don't even let you like try on shoes at the store anymore. The dressing rooms are closed for a reason. We burn this. We don't put a sticker on it. We're not selling this at a discount. It is not gently used. We do not. We did no. Set it on fire.
I will say, Teresa didn't stop when the employee came in. She only stopped when the police came. So
Are you kidding?
Maybe it's more than just gently used.
Oh, wow.
Anyways.
It's like Seabiscuit.
Oh, my God.
Can I say that?
No, you can't say that.
I can't.
We're just saying that Teresa was trying it out. That's, I think, plenty. I think people understood.
No, we don't try before we buy. That is not what we do. That is. Do they have a sign? Maybe,
this is,
to be fair, maybe they didn't have a sign posted.
Maybe there wasn't a sign.
Probably wasn't a sign.
But listen, the next time you go into an adult store and you see a sign, know that it's been inspired, maybe even by Teresa. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying out the product before you buy it when it's actually an adult toy and in an adult toy store, well, you're doing okay.
No, 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 no.
Florida. Slow clap for Florida today. My gosh. You just went hard. God, I shouldn't have said that. Sorry. That was wrong choice of words. It's 99.7 DJX. Now, if you've never listened to this show before, welcome. Hi, my name is Ben. That is Kelly.
Hello.
And we oftentimes say that our show is filled with educational tools, science, learning, discovery, right?
Uh-huh.
Listen, when we talk about the busy beaver of Canada, we're literally talking about an actual beaver. And the residents of a Vancouver neighborhood worried that this busy beaver is going to get someone hurt because this busy beaver keeps trying to build a dam by cutting down trees and knocking them onto houses.
Oh, wow.
Busy beaver in Surrey, responsible for bringing down several trees near a townhouse complex, has residents wondering if someone will be seriously injured or even killed if something isn't done about it.
Yeah, this from Canadian News Network here.
I want them to do something which is more effective, because this has happened before to the other unit on the end. But this is the biggest damage so far that's occurred.
Yeah, so literally this beaver's going around cutting down trees and they're falling on houses and fences and all sorts of stuff.
I was kind of thinking that it was going to be along the lines of the busy beaver was busy making families all over the area. No, that's different.
Yeah, exactly.
He's knocking down houses.
Now, here's the thing. You bring up a good point, because maybe this beaver is cutting down those trees in order to maybe build a family or build a bigger house or dam to attract said female.
Could be. We can only guess at his motivations.
So, to do the research for you, I have already typed into YouTube beaver mating.
No, you did not.
And I'm going to say that YouTube doesn't know what a beaver is.
Okay, because what does YouTube think a beaver is?
Because we've gotten everything from a capybara, which is an Australian, animal that's not a beaver.
Okay.
And then a woodchuck mating call, but they call it a beaver mating call, and it's clearly a woodchuck standing there.
Yeah, I think they're technically separate animals.
They are! So YouTube has no clue what a beaver is. Which is kind of unfortunate.
We do need to maybe notify the people at YouTube. They're messing up their animals.
Yeah, and listen, when I need to look, for research purposes only, obviously, to YouTube for what a proper beaver mating ritual would be, so I can identify whether this beaver in Canada, this busy beaver in Canada, is actually chopping down the trees, falling on houses to try and woo a female. You're not helping me out.
He's probably trying to build like a really cool house. Like, I'm going to impress the ladies I have a really awesome beaver lair.
Awesome beaver lair.
That's what I'm thinking.
All right.
We only guessed, though, because we didn't talk to the beaver.
No.
We didn't have a conversation with him.
I mean, listen.
Like, hey, dude, why are you doing that?
The closest we have are woodchucks mating. So there you go. I don't know if you woke up this morning thinking, you know what? I really would like to hear some animals mating and what their sounds like. But there you go. You have.
It's been a while.
You have woodchucks. You have groundhogs. And alas, no beaver.
I feel like the woodchucks, though, and the groundhogs and the beavers could hang out, like, at the same parties. Like, I feel like they're similar enough.
Yeah, that is
little
true.
Forest parties, little forest ragers.
If you're ever in a spot where you want a third opinion and to weigh in on something, just shoot us a message at Ben and Kelly Show, and we'll toss it out to the group, see if we can help you out. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing pretty well. So you sent us a magical message, and we had to follow up with you on this.
Like, I get why you didn't want to talk to anyone you know about this, but okay.
Yeah.
But it's also very relatable.
Sure. Walk us through what you wrote us.
Yeah, so, obviously it's something I don't feel comfortable talking to anyone I actually know about. but I thought, I hear you guys all the time and know that you guys sound like you're comfortable with it.
Thank you.
How do you feel about that?
You're welcome.
Okay.
Every time, I go to the women's restroom to do my thing.
Are you talking about at work?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I do so quietly.
Obviously. Sure.
Yeah. And it's, it's like clockwork pretty much every day. It hits me the same time at work.
That's a sign of a healthy person, right, Ben?
Okay. Yeah. Unfortunately, though, it happens at work. And I try to just get in there, get it done and get out. But, of course, it takes a little bit longer than,
Okay, we got it. We got it.
literally, it never fails. Every day, I hear the same heels clack at a slow, wide stride and pace. And the fear just instantly hits me like a ton of bricks. You're sweating, you're anxious. Uh-huh.
You're like, someone's getting ready to come in the bathroom and you want to be alone.
Yeah, and you know, I hear the sound of the heels, and I instantly know what my future looks like, and it's darkness.
Darkness.
Wow.
Because literally, the person without fail turns the lights off.
Oh, okay, that's literal. All right.
Literal.
Okay.
We'll be alone in the dark.
Yeah.
Trying to do my thing. You know.
So they, you're so silent, they don't know you're in there?
Well, no, and that's the thing. I mean, normally, yes, I'm very silent, but when I hear, you know, them in here,
the heels clack,
I instantly know. Yeah, so I try to at least scuffle the toilet paper, you know, kind of jiggle something around. I'll try to make little noises.
All right.
But I almost feel like they're doing it on purpose.
It's bathroom bullying.
And I think I know who it is, but I obviously, I cannot fathom the courage to even confront. You know, I can't.
Yeah, how do you say? That? You're like, hey, do you walk in the bathroom while I'm taking a big old deuce? And you turn off the lights on me? Like, you can't say that.
Right. I just need your help because I don't know how to go around even confronting this issue.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I don't know.
Maybe you make the bigger noises?
Yeah, the old cough.
The stronger.
Seriously, whenever I go into the restrooms here at work, if I notice that someone's in it, I just turn around and leave.
Oh, I do too.
Like, I don't even mess around. I'm just like, I'm out.
If
I'm
I
gone.
Hear nothing going on, I notice automatically that is, they want some private time. I'm going to leave. I'm going to come back.
So obviously this is not happening to you. So we've got a lot of people texting in 502-571-9970. So, I mean, we feel for it. We've all been there,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Oh, wow.
And it's not like, you know, that's when it's super awkward, when it's not even that big of an office, you know?
There's not a lot of pinpoint the people.
So that's why it's extra awkward.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, hey, I appreciate you coming to us, and you're right, that this is kind of our wheelhouse. And
yes.
Do we wear that badge with honor?
I do.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Shannon texts in and says, the person in the heels is a beast. Definitely doing it on purpose. That's hilarious. Group therapy. She's using the restroom at work. Someone constantly comes in at the same time, turns off the lights on her.
It's so savage.
Text messages at 502-571-9970. Listener says, hey, take your phone in with you and use it as a flashlight on your way out if you don't want to confront someone.
Oh, that's a really good point.
Yeah, I mean, I still think the issue, though, is... I don't want to go in the dark.
Shannon says, I need to hear this today. Sitting in my car laughing hysterically. Hashtag made my day. Hashtag now I got to poop. Hashtag leave the light on.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. All right. Andrew the Love Doctor calls our show all the time. Good morning. Hey.
I've talked to you guys in forever. I've missed you so much.
We missed you.
I know. Andrew the Love Doctor, when we have issues like this, we always turn to you in these times of need.
Yeah. When we have bowel movement issues, it's all about me.
Absolutely. You're a man of many talents.
Here's what she does here in this situation. She does two things. First thing is, put a sign on the door. Type it up nice and neat. Please do not turn off lights. Management. Boom, done. Right?
Oh, so management. No, that makes it official. Yes, I like that.
But if it continues to happen after that, and somebody's doing it on purpose, see, I don't know how big the bathroom is, so that's what we need to know.
Yeah.
But if somebody's doing it on purpose, call them out. Ask, hey, don't turn the lights out. You know, somebody's in there. Whatever, make as much noise as you can. And if they're continuing to do it, you got to go out to the office and go, hey, what's going on? Confront the person, ask them, hey, quit turning the lights out while I'm in there doing my business. You know, she has got to confront that. She's scared to death to confront it. I don't understand why she's so scared about that.
Maybe it's the whole women don't like to talk about it or admit it.
Right.
You don't have to tell them about your plumbing issues. My God, I'm not saying that.
All right, Andrew the Love Doctor, thank you, sir.
Keep on loving, guys.
Megan, she comments on Facebook, next time, don't go. Just go in the stall and wait and pop out on her. That way you know who it is and you can take your revenge.
Like, ooh, gotcha!
Gotcha! And then Stephanie says she can just speak up when it happens and say, hey, Jared, come in here!
Is that your interpretation?
That's what you wrote!
Hey!
She wrote A-Y-E.
What are you going to bring your mama's
house? You're looking so skinny. Eat it, spaghetti. Time for the last word game. That is where Kelly and I will throw 30 seconds up on the clock, and we'll go back and forth naming things in a particular category. Now, the goal is to have the last word. You can't repeat. And the more, you know, the more we get in, obviously, the better. And whoever has the last word when the buzzer goes off wins that round. Kelly, how do you feel?
Oh, I'm feeling great.
Yeah?
I'm feeling great.
Yeah, you got a little helper there in your lap. Otherwise,
I got Poppy sitting in my lap right now. She's looking lovingly
now,
at my face.
Do you think she is going to distract you?
I don't know.
Or help you?
I think she's going to help me.
Okay.
I felt like I needed some help today.
Okay.
So she's going to stand right here for moral support.
Okay, fantastic. All right, we're going to throw 30 seconds up of the clock. Do you want me to go first? Do you want to go first?
Why don't you go first? Why don't you go first?
Okay.
Go first?
All right. 30 seconds up on the clock. Name for me cartoon characters you'd get with. Ready? Go.
Flynn Rider.
Velma.
Velma's your first out the gate? Interesting choice. Prince Eric.
Lois Griffin.
You're throwing me off. I'm working my way through royalty. I'm going to say Cinderella's man. I don't know what his name is.
Okay.
Prince Charming, maybe?
Sure. Kim Possible?
Okay, then I'll take Snow White's dude. Yeah. I think also Prince Charming. I don't know.
Okay. Leela from...
Aladdin.
Oh! I think I got it.
Aladdin.
Leela from Futurama. That was my last one. All right. Fantastic.
I don't even know who that is, but let it be known, Aladdin made my list.
She's got one eye.
Okay, great.
And purple hair. It's fantastic. All right. So I'm going to chalk me up as a win for that one. All right, Kelly.
All right. Okay. Here's my category. Fake yoga positions.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Downward pug.
Downward pug. That's probably an actual, like, pug yoga position, but maybe. Whatever, we'll let it slide. I'll say the cowboy.
River.
No, like it's in yoga.
I I can't go on.
Look it
after
up,
that.
I don't think it's a yoga position.
I don't think that's a yoga position.
Look it up.
And I was about to say something else, and that would have been even worse.
Yep. Sorry about that.
All right. You're going to get
about that.
You're going to get the win on that one.
I got that one.
All right.
Chalk that up in my category.
Yeah, you threw me off on that one. All right, last category in the last word game. It's always fun to play along. 30 seconds on the clock. All right, Kelly.
Yeah.
If you had to have an extra body part, name which ones you'd like. Ready, go.
I'll take an extra pinky. Put some rings on it. I see your face, sir. Easy. Easy. Easy.
I'll say an extra toe.
Okay. I will say... I'll take an extra belly button.
I'm just going to say an extra wiener.
Oh, my God. You said that? Really? You want more than one of those? Oh, my God!
I had to say it. Everybody was thinking it. I had to say it. I had to say it, Kelly. I was pressured.
Oh,
now,
wow.
Now, listen. I don't
think...
I think my wife would object to that.
I feel like she would, too. And I feel like, logistically speaking, you would regret that choice.
Logistically speaking, I probably would. We're not living in the reality of this whole game, Kelly.
It's okay, so in your hypothetical life, you can have your hypothetical second wiener. I got it.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Hypothetically, of course. All right, there you go. That is called the last word game, and that's how it's played here. On 99.7 DJX.
Don't listen.
If you want to always get a hold of the show, you can via text message at 502-571-997. You get to a text message from Beatrice who says, just a little something to brighten your day. When I was like 15, I watched my first VHS adult film.
OMG.
And the guy had two wieners. I was so confused. So,
no.
I'm confused.
So we posed the question, if you had to have an extra body part, what one would you like? Is there anybody listening who has an extra body part? Like my friend, well, I should say peer. I had a peer who I grew up in high school with who had an extra nipple, who had a third nipple.
Oh, it's like a nubbin.
Yeah, like
just, yeah, that's what Chandler and friends called it, a nubbin.
Right, just like a little third nipple that, you know, we would always like, especially like in the football locker room, we'd flick and...
Oh my God, seriously?
Well...
Oh, you guys are so mean. Oh, it's mean.
I mean, but then he would also like put it on us too, so...
He
shot back. But yeah, I mean, I've heard of extra toes, extra fingers, extra nipples... Like, does anybody, like, have anything extra on, like, that is on their body? Is that a weird question to ask? I feel like it is.
But relevant to what we were just talking about. The fact that you brought up, you wouldn't mind having an extra wiener.
Now, listen, I said that, but I said it only because I felt the pressure of having to say it. Because in reality, I don't think I would really want an extra one.
Yeah, I would think that you wouldn't.
Because, you know, what if you... When you had to go number one, what would you do? Like, do you need to use them both? And where is that extra one located? Is it located right next to the one you already have?
I have to think it's like a two-headed monster.
Or is it located in a different part of your body, which would be awkward?
No, I think it's right there. you want it coming out of your ear? What is happening?
Oh, my gosh.
It could be problematic.
What are we talking about right now?
You brought it up.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying. It's weird anatomy.
Well, no, Beatrice brought it up with her text message.
Yeah, she did.
She really did.
Well, you did first, and then she did.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and Kimberly, listen, she's questioning Velma and Lois, really, for your hot cartoon characters. You'd spend some special sassy time.
Listen, I don't know if you are well-versed in Scooby-Doo or Family Guy, but both of them have that hotness about them that I think... Any guy within the sound of my voice would agree.
Okay. I'm rolling through Disney Prince royalty over here. You got that going on.
Hey, you know what? You do you, and I'll do me.
Okay. Literally.
Amanda texts in. My daughter just told me she hates TBT. I asked her why. She said, because you're always so embarrassing when it's on. # she doesn't like my car line moves. Throwback Thursday.
I never let you go. I could take you places you ain't never...
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX. Oh, yeah. We're throwing it back to the Miggity Mac. Crisscross, jump. Throwback Thursday!
Yeah! And now you fellas leave your girl with her friends. Cause it's 11:30 and the club is jumping.
Jumping. Throwback Thursday. Kayla tweets, my friend and I jammed at Throwback Thursday every Thursday and send each other Snapchats of us dancing and getting down. You know what's funny?
so do we
do the same thing.
Yes.
It's all good. Y'all know me.
Still the same old, just a bunch of gibberish. That they forgot about Trey. So what do you say to somebody you hate?
What?
Or anyone trying to bring trouble your way?
What
if it's all things in the blood of your way?
What?
Just study your tape of NWA.
What?
One day I was walking by.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJ. Ride with me, Nelly. We got you. All right. So we'll try to whisper for you.
Keep it low.
Quiet. Throwback Thursday. Hey, must be the money. Throwback Thursday. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard played back to back. Michaela says, hey, this is Michaela. Play something good for me because I just passed my first nursing school exam yesterday.
That's right, Michaela. You're going to be saving lives.
Yeah, Michaela. Saving lives.
Is that an appropriate song?
I was thinking more of the I love it part.
Okay.
Brittany tweets, I think we all need a little Fallout Boy to keep the energy going. Oh, yeah.
Look at that. Look at my dog. Yay.
Work a miracle. Work a miracle. Oh, keep you like an old man. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX. I got a text message. I'm going to hit you with something real quick.
Uh-oh.
Nickelbackness! I mean, yeah!
Nakedness! Okay, alright.
text message just yelled, "Must be the money," as an old woman pulled up next to me. I think I gave her a heart attack. She looked at me like I was a hoodlum at hashtags. Love it.
Oh my gosh, Emily tweeted, "Could you play I Kissed a Girl? Not full tongue, just the tip." Oh my god.
Okay. Throwback Thursday. Sorry, that was a little bit more than just the tip.
It was a little. What are you doing? You fell asleep at the wheel there.
I apologize.
Whoa.
I was taking it all in.
Were you reminiscing when Katy Perry had a hit?
Oh, God. I was just taking it all in. That's all I was doing.
Guys, Darcy sent us a little Facebook message. I love this radio station. I'm 60 years old, and my coworkers look at me like, "What's that old lady doing? I even dance while working. Thanks for making my days. Darcy, I love you, Darcy."
Wow.
Yeah.
Darcy.
Yeah, Darcy.
Doing it big.
Get it, girl.
Text message. Play something funky. All right. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
Carletta, we see you, girl. She says, "Love my TBT. It's my birthday." She sent a little video of her jamming. You look good, girl.
Brittany tweets or texts in and says, "Hey, it's Brittany. I'm getting married today. Play me something."
Oh,
wow.
My gosh. Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Happy marriage to you.
Are you referring
happy
to
wife, the happy life?
Wedding night?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
I'm confused.
Why not?
About
this. I'm playing or something.
Okay.
You don't like it?
I thought you were going a different direction.
Throw back those eggs. Want to have boobies.
That's not what she said. That's not it.
Wow. Her husband will finally get to see her boobies. Right? Wedding night?
That's
what I'm thinking.
You're so awkward.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7
DJX. Hey, Grafton tweeted, "Crushing on this girl, but I might be getting friend zoned. No, can I get some Mario just a friend? #hope. #" So you're saying there's a chance.
One in a million, huh?
Yeah, all right.
I want to know you know you win it now. Throwback Thursday. Text messages at 502-571-9970. JT, I'll take any song of his, please.
Whoa.
Thank you. Love you.
Okay. Oh,
wow, Justin Timberlake. LMPD tweets, "We're receiving a lot of reports of people car dancing."
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Careful. Hands at 10 and 3.
Safety first.
1 and 6.
That's not safety.
11 and 2.
No.
4 and 5. But you made me on the regular. Say 99.7 DJX. Text messages. The only reason I'm gonna do this.
What? What are you doing?
The only reason I'm gonna do this.
You're making me nervous.
Is because there is a meme. And you know how I like to follow a lot of meme accounts,
right? You love
memes. Yeah. There is a meme showing the rains in Africa forming into a hurricane and saying, "Please stop blessing the rains down in Africa." So all caps from a listener who texted in,
wow.
"Play Africa by Toto."
Wow. Oh, wow.
DJX.
When the tide's underneath, I got the breath of a last cigarette on my teeth.
Got a text from Megan. She's like, "Hey, it's Megan. I need some SOS by the Jonas Brothers. I miss spending thousands of dollars on concerts." Ha ha ha. Aw. Remember when those boys... Remember when they came through Louisville?
They were children.
I hung out with them in bed.
You did?
I did. I had a moment with them in bed. All right, sorry.
Stop.
They're pure. All right, SOS. Throwback Thursday.
Oh, that was Purity Ring, Jonas Brothers.
Oh, Purity Ring.
Yeah.
Throwback Thursday. Text, "If you could play Eminem and make my coworker Marky rap, I'll donate $10 to Cosair Children's Hospital."
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Norton Children's, sure.
Norton,
yes.
Children's, yeah.
All of that. Send all video. Right.
me.
Okay, I love that.
Yes.
Make Marky rap. Here you go.
Y'all act like you never seen a white punk stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other
yeah, donate that $10 to Norton Children's Hospital.
Done.
Do
catch
it.
Catch it.
Throwback Thursday. A text message about to go into the OBGYN.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's one of those.
Okay, what are you doing there?
Needs Baby Got Back.
Oh,
we'll do a little bit of this for you and Throwback Thursday. Baby Got Back. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Tweets from Danielle. The only reason I love Thursdays, hashtag Throwback Thursdays.
Same. Same.
Text from Erica says, love the show. Husband just started his vacation. We got our first kid-free night in 5 years tomorrow.
Oh, yeah!
All right.
Someone's getting their groove on.
That was a little graphic. First kidless night in a while.
Oh my.
We're going to have a half a bottle of Arbor Mist and we're going to go have some fun. Lee tweets us at 9970JX. Play some Drake. Hashtag car dancing. Hashtag TBT forever. Hashtag Drake forever. Hashtag on the hashtag.
I might be too strung out on compliments. Overdosed on confidence. Started not. Yeah. They know. Yeah.
Throwback Thursday. 9970 JX. Louis. Or is it Luis? Louis?
I think we covered it. Either one's going to work, I bet.
Listen, I just don't want to butcher his name. Or her name. Him?
What is the matter with you? You are so awkward.
Oh, God. Hashtag TBT goes so fast, I can't even blink. Hashtag just a tip. All right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right.
We see what you did there.
We do. Welcome to Throwback Thursday. Hello. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. We may have just gotten the best request that I could ever sing. Nothing that said wrong like this. All it says, hey, can you guys please play Hinder, Lips of an Angel?
Oh, my God.
Do you remember how many times we played this song?
Oh, yeah. Honey, why are you
calling? God, we played it like once every 45 minutes.
The feels.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Hands up if you're not driving. Because the LMPD is watching you.
That's right. Safety first.
Safety first. Hands at 60 days.
Honey, why are you crying? Is everything okay?
Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Text messages, TBT giving me the confidence I need to walk into work over an hour late.
Yes. You know what? You walk in with that late swag,
that's
girl.
Right. You just let them know.
You look good.
That we gave you the pass.
You should walk in and say, you're welcome. I showed up.
Yes.
Right?
Ha!
I say that every day.
At 99.7 DJX on Twitter. Thank you all. Michaela saying, hashtag saving lives, thanks to the help of DJX and TBT.
There it is. That's amazing.
You know.
She's going to be an awesome nurse.
Megan, she tweets, probably going to be late going into class, but Throwback Thursday, hashtag don't care.
I feel like that's a valid excuse.
Kelly, we have a development that's happening here.
A development?
Yeah, a development. Okay, so during Throwback Thursday, we got a text from a listener who said, shout out to the woman who turned around at the stoplight to jam to the song with me. Love Throwback Thursday. So we got that text.
Uh-huh.
So we got a follow-up from, I think, the woman who turned around at the stoplight to jam with him.
OMG.
She writes, I was the one who jammed to that song with the dude waiting at the stoplight. He's cute. No. Is he single? Okay.
Oh, this is a budding misconnection.
So hang on a second.
Right now in real time.
Hang on a second. Do I? All right. So I want to text him back. All right. Because I feel like we need to be the go-between right now because I don't feel comfortable just handing over like phone numbers for them to get in touch yet because I don't.
Now, is this Kachina?
Sure.
Help me find my future husband and concert buddy?
Yes. Well, she messaged us on Facebook first. So
okay.
I'm writing back to the postal worker. He says, working for the post office is no joke. So, okay. So should I write, the woman you rocked out to texted us to.
Rocked out with.
With.
Too headstrong.
Okay. Out with texted us to. she thinks you're cute and asks if you're single. Do I write that? Do I go so far as to say that immediately?
No, yes. She put it out there. She's being bold. This is a move.
All right. So she thinks you're cute and asks if you're single. Okay.
We have her number.
Send. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Follow up.
Yeah, we got her number.
We have
this is great.
Her number.
This is so great. What if they get married? Oh, this is going to be amazing. We need to be invited to the wedding.
Chasina is her name.
All right. Okay. Oh, I love it.
Oh, this is great.
That's beautiful.
We are helping two long-lost lovers. Well, no, they're not lovers yet. Sorry, I'm being presumptuous.
That is being a little...
Sorry.
I mean, we're not even to first base yet.
Sorry, I'm jumping ahead a few steps.
Bump the brakes a little bit. We had a moment. That's where we're at.
Can I buy you a toaster when you guys get married? Well, we don't even know if he's... Oh, hang on a second. We got a reply.
What's happening?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
The reply... This is happening real time, guys. This is real-time love match between Cassina, who they connected over a song on Throwback Thursday. So he writes back, I am not single.
Oh, no.
Happily taken for 6 months now, but flattered.
Tragic.
Okay, hang on a second.
Oh, what could have been? That was going to be an amazing playlist at the reception. We were going to rock out. It was going to be TBT-themed wedding. Dang it.
All right, so hang on. Do I write back? Well, if you decide to break up with her... Know that you've got options.
If your situation
changes, yeah, that's what I'm gonna write. That's what I'm gonna write. Well,
oh my God.
If
no, but Cindy, we're happy for you.
Situation changes. So well, if your situation changes, then know that you have options.
Oh, my Lord.
This is great.
Oh wow.
All right.
So what a roller coaster. I was kind of already mentally picking out my wedding outfit. I gotta be honest.
I had already gotten on Target.com and was picking them out a toaster. I was getting ready to send them the toaster. All right. Dang. So close. Yeah, Chris texts in and says, dang, that was so close. I was hoping those two would have gotten it.
We were all caught up in the magic that was happening.
It's so real. That was so real.
And Sydney's significant other ruined it. But I'm sure she's a lovely person.
I'm sure she is. But again, if the situation changes, just know. Just know. So Cassina, hang on a second. Cassina writes back because she's the subject of all this. She says 6 months is still friends. All right. Oh, hang on. All right, so she's not giving up hope. All right.
I like her determination.
Right, I like that.
Great.
All right, well, we'll keep you posted on this budding soap opera of a love story.
I'm just happy to be part of it.
I know. I feel so invested. All right, hang on a second. I'm going to remove item from shopping cart. I guess I'm not purchasing a toaster for you guys today.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.